All is vanity, Ecclesiastes 1:14. Nothing can satisfy the entire man but the Lord's love and the Lord's own self. Saints have tried to find peace and joy and love in the things of the world and learned after experimentation, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, Romans 14:17. Solomon, the wisest of men, had the time and resources to experiment for us all, and learned what you would find if you pursue pleasure for its own sake. I said in my heart, "Come now, I will test you with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure." I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine, while guiding my heart with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure. And indeed, all was vanity and grasping for the wind. Ecclesiastes 2:1-11. Solomon discovered what every addict discovers, the disgusting end of fleshly gratification apart from biblically sanctioned blessings. The Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel, 1 Kings 11:9. The Apostle Paul scolded some who experimented like Solomon. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? We were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:1-4. To embrace our Lord Jesus, to dwell in his love, and be fully assured of union with him, this is everything. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Hebrews 10:22-23.